Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. All you need is one message. That's all you need. You need one message to make $1 million, $10 million, hell, to make $1,000 and to just enjoy your life. You need one message. How do you get one message? Well, we'll talk about that on today's show. First of all, my name's Sam Crowley. If you're not familiar with the podcast, it's blowing up. It's on fire. Over 222 countries all around the world and counting. Every day is Saturday. Saturday's a mindset, not a circumstance. For some people, Saturday looks like being able to pick their kids up at noon instead of having to ask permission at 5 o'clock in the afternoon from the BOSS. You know what boss is, right? It's double SOB backwards. Oh, coming out on fire already, folks. You don't got to ask the boss for permission. If you're a parent, you're supposed to be there for your children, and it's not impossible to be there and raise kids and enjoy the best times of your life between the ages of 25 to 45 before you go on to the other part of your life, like yours truly, 51, almost 51 and a half years old. I can't believe it, man. I feel like, and I more importantly, I act like I'm a teenager. You know, a lot of energy. I'm not saying I got life figured out. I'm just saying I wanted to, when I quit my job May 6, 2005, I wanted to enjoy the time of my life where I could still, you know, stand vertical without help, didn't need a walker, still had my original teeth, a lot of hair on my head, and had some energy to me, as opposed to getting put out to pasture at the time when everything was the opposite, you know? But how do you do that? How do you go from being a slave to the world? You know, who were you before the world told you what you should be? That type of thought process, which is absolutely crazy. I tell my kids that all the time. You got to figure out who you are before the world tells you who you should be. And though I give my kids that advice, I give adults that advice as well. When I speak on stage, I'm like, look, you have got to be authentic. You have got to be an original. We're all born an original. Sadly, most of us die a copy because we want to go out there and conform to the world. You weren't born to conform. You were not born to conform. You were born to stand out. You know, we're born to offend people, though your actions will, because a lot of people get offended when they see you, especially people that know you. People who know you, and you've been this person your whole life, and now you decide to make a radical change. Ooh, it's radical. I want to go beyond. I want to go launch a message and get a movement out there. Oh, my God. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell Aunt Gladys what I'm doing. You know, coming up on Thanksgiving here, everyone's going to think I'm crazy. You are. Compared to the rest of the world, you're an absolute lunatic. But you know what? You're going to be free someday, my friend, and it might be someday a lot quicker than you think. All it takes is you making a decision, because once you make a decision, everything changes. When people make a decision to work with me one-on-one, and this isn't a subtle plug, although it sounds like it, but I'm using this as an example. One of my most recent clients made a decision. He's like, you know, once I make the decision, everything's going to change. My life's going to change. And if you ask this individual, I don't have their permission to use their name right now, or I would, probably bring them out on a podcast just to confirm this. When you make a decision to play big, everything changes. And he said, man, I know when I make this decision, everything's going to change. And guess what? It did. Why? Because we created a message out of absolutely nowhere but their intellectual property, their past, their experiences. And think about this. One message will change your life. Okay. And oh, by the way, if you want to get on my calendar, go to Launch with Sam. I'll call you. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. And we'll talk about your message. Everybody's got a message. But it only takes one. You don't need to write 18 New York Times bestsellers to launch a movement and become successful and live every day as if it's Saturday. You need to get one message really crystal clear on what it is that you stand for and the result that you can provide. That's it. That's the only two questions you got to answer. What do you stand for? And look, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. You've got to stand for something. Listen to the guy who fell for everything. Oh, you work your way up the corporate ladder. Say, oh, you've been identified. You know, you're one promotion away. You keep working. You put in 60 hours a week, and then it's 70 hours a week. Buddy, can you come in on Saturday? Just a little bit on Sunday. By the way, we got a meeting early Monday morning. It never ends, folks. If you don't make your plan, you gladly become a part of somebody else's plan, and you need to understand that. Most people just go along with, it's okay, man. I got my 20 years in, and then I get this pension, and I get this. Well, that's okay. But let me ask you a question, and this isn't far-fetched, but what if you're dead before you can enjoy any of that? What if you have a full-blown coronary at the age of 54 years old, and between the time of 35 to 54, you were running around scared like a kitty in a lightning storm, afraid to ever go for your dream because you were afraid what people might think about you, getting judged, running out of money? You know, what if you run out of money? I've run out of money more than one time. I never ran out of energy, and I never ran out of a dream, and I never ran out of people willing to help me out. You know why they were willing to help me? Because I shared my message with them. I shared my dream of what I wanted to do, you know? I've borrowed money from family. I've borrowed money from friends. I've borrowed money from, I wouldn't say strangers, but I've asked individuals to invest in me and my dream, because when people see somebody that's on fire, they believe. Now, it can't be some hokey thing where it's like, hey, send me 10 grand. I want to try to go and build a Shopify or an Amazon store. You know, those are good ideas, but you got to have a dream behind it. You got to have that message. One message will change the world. One message. You've got that message. It only takes one. That's it. And it doesn't take a lot to get that message out. All it takes is you getting out of your head thinking, well, nobody's going to listen. Nobody's going to like it. People are going to judge me. What about the money? What about the money? Let me let you know a little secret. Money is the least significant part of this equation. Okay. When you want to launch a movement, it doesn't involve money. It involves courage. It involves confidence. And confidence is created by familiarity. You don't have, I don't have confidence to fly an airplane, you know? You wouldn't want me, imagine, oh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to take off here from Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky International Airport. On our way to Orlando, Florida, the winds are about 5 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. We'll be heading about 800 nautical miles to the south. The weather's pretty sunny in Orlando today. And guess what? I have no idea what any of these controls do here. I'm just going to start hitting some buttons. We may or may not be moving forward. Might go backwards. Might get off the ground. Not quite sure, but fasten your seatbelt, enjoy the ride, and we'll be there before you know it, one way or another. Sam Crowley. It's Captain Crowley. Imagine that. You'd be scared out of your mind. You'd run off that tarmac. I would too, and I'm the one flying the plane. But let me tell you, I get 5 years of flying lessons in with somebody that knows what they're doing. I've got a lot more confidence in the ability to fly that plane. You know, your movement, it's like that airplane. You need familiarity. You got to rep. You got to get the reps in. You know, I training my daughter at the gym the other day. We were working out together, which is always a pleasure. It was last Sunday, actually, Sunday night. And my daughter has really committed herself to fitness and nutrition. She just caught the bug last June of 2018. We went to the gym together. She caught the bug. God love her, man. This kid's really into fitness now. And she's a beautiful 18-year-old freshman at the University of Cincinnati. But anyway, she was lifting 20-pound dumbbells. And I go, do 25, Malin. Go ahead. Here's a 25-pound. Dad, I can't do 25. I'm like, you're doing 10 reps of 20-pound dumbbells. Do 25. I've never done 20. It's only 5 more pounds. If you can do 20, you can do 25. This is all in your head. I mean, this is 100% mental. You can lift a 25-pound dumbbell. Because I'm not saying had she just gone to the gym for the very first time, but she was at that plateau. She's been doing this a year, and she's at 20, knocking them out like crazy, 10, 12. She did 15 the other day. I said, honey, here, I'm going to help you. Here's 25. And I guided her around. I didn't really do anything, but it was my reassurance. I put the palm of my hand up underneath her forearm. I said, okay, now do the curl. Let's go. And she did it, you know, one time. And then she texted me from college this week, said, hey, Dad, I did a 25-pound. Of course you did. That's all it is. Familiarity will help you with your confidence. And once you have the confidence, you get the reps in, then you start crushing it, man. You start making a difference, not only in the lives of other people, but in your life. Imagine plowing through these plateaus and you think back, and it's always the same. Have you ever done something, look back and say, well, damn, why did I wait so long to do that? That wasn't so hard. That's the way it is. You need one message to launch your movement and to really monetize what it is you're passionate about, and you can take that and you can run with it, baby, and you can rock and roll. I'm telling you, I promise you, It happens 100% of the time. But you know what also doesn't happen 100% of the time for people who don't take a shot? You got to do it. You got the very thing that you have been cautious about doing is the very thing you need to do. And you got to do it today. You can't wait and say, oh, there's never going to be the right time. There's no way you're going to wake up in the morning and say, okay, well, this is actually the day that I'm going to get that. It's got to be today. Today. You can't wait. The only thing that's going to change if you wait 6 months is time's going to pass anyway. Whether you do it or not, time's still going to pass. The only problem is now you're 6 months down the road and you didn't do it. You got to do it. Hey, look, I would love to help you launch it. It's the one gift that I've been given from God above is the ability to take just intellectual property experiences of what people have done in their life and launch a movement around that message. We'll create the message. Don't you worry about it. You just got to show up. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I'll call you this week. All right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.